In Yoola High School, color guard captains who are?
Allison Jenkins.
Selena Cooper.
And Paige Geigen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why did you want to be in color guard? I know I was always mesmerized when I was younger, and it looked way harder, something I don't think I could ever do. What were your motivations coming in?
I mean, I was in dance for a while, and then it was just kind of like I wasn't in band, but I wanted to be involved with a band and do that stuff, and I thought the color guard people were always so cool, so I auditioned, and yeah.
Yeah, I was in band, and I didn't really want to wear a marching band uniform, and so I thought I might as well audition, and I've also been a baton twirler most of my life, so it kind of works together.
Yeah, mine's kind of similar to Selena. I did not like the idea of being in the marching band, even though my parents told me it was fun, and I got to the audition for color guard, and I just really loved it right away, so I continue to do it.
How do you start? Talk me to the beginner level to performance level, that progress and beginning, some of the beginning things you worked on compared to where you're at now.
Yeah, so we start with like the very basics because we got a lot of people that audition and obviously not all can be accepted. So we just start with like how to hold it because it is like weighted. It's a lot different than a lot of people think it is. And then we just start with drop spins, which are just like probably like the very basic thing you can.
The most basic things we have.
Right.
Yeah.
And that even kind of takes a second because a lot of people just want to do it differently. And then we just slowly work our way up to like a toss, and then we just kind of all piece it together with like different speed and like difficulty, and then yeah, and then we get to like the performance level, and it's actually really cool because you're just like, whoa, I didn't know you could do this. So
awesome. Well, walk me through the coordination, I guess the setting up of the performance. What does that look like as color guard captains, kind of relaying that along, and then kind of the choreograph of the show and practicing that?
So choreography wise, we have like a coach. So after you make the team, it's kind of, we just go into start learning. Even if you're a freshman, even if you're a senior, you learn the same routine. You have different experience, but you kind of all just got to work together as a team to piece it together. Yeah.
Well, and then you're about to go onto the field for performance. What's going through your mind knowing that there's going to be a lot of eyes on me? Maybe if you're a member of the band, you can hide away a little bit, but you're twirling a big flag out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of stress at times, especially the first one, especially because a lot of the younger students, they're like, they don't really know what it's like yet, and they don't learn until they have the experience. So, like, typically beforehand, we're thinking, like, we tell them to think, like, where do I need to put the flags? Where do I need to stand beforehand? And, like, think it through in their head because it helps them not get a stress and just make sure they're prepared. So, yeah.
This question's for all three of you then. What does it mean to be a captain? What do you want to try and use that leadership? Is it lead by example? Is it being a more vocal leader? How do you think you're passing along that?
I kind of hope to just, I guess, like, lead by a good example and also, like, be the one that inspires them, I guess. Like, just if you just tell them, like, hey, you need to do this, they'll do it, but they're not going to really know, like, the why, or, like, later on it's not going to help them. But if we kind of be like, yeah, you need to be doing this because then it helps the whole guard for this, or it's going to have this effect, then they kind of understand it more. So it's good to kind of help, like, show them why and what you're doing, I guess.
Also, as a captain, yeah, I want to inspire them and everything. We also do like a lot of work because our coach is here about twice a week. Yeah. And like the other six practices, we're in charge counting off. And like, you don't want to obviously be mean or upset, or it's just a lot, especially in the mornings. And you're trying to make the best team, the best outcome with a lot of different skill levels. Yeah.
I'd say it's important to, like, because our coach isn't here to, like, set those expectations, because I want to have fun, but sometimes it's hard to do that, let's be honest, you want to win, because winning is fun, and,
we do win.
So, yeah, it's just important that, like, we say, like, hey, like, let's really focus on this and, like, set a goal. Because that's when you meet that goal, it is a lot of fun, and it's just really like important, because then you want to do it again, and it's like great.
Absolutely. Well, how has the season gone so far? How would you rate your performance? How do you guys think the color guard portion of the Pride of Indianola Marching Band and color guard is doing so far?
I would say that this is probably one of our best seasons. The cleanest or like the most put together. We won best color guard at Fort Dodge, which is our first competition. It's probably our best show. So,
all right. Well, this question is for the last two of you here. What do I not know about color guard that I should pass along? What is the most surprising thing you learned, or maybe something if I grow up and have kids? I say that like I'm not already super old. What should I tell my kids about color guard? What did you learn about being in here?
I think it's just a great group of like people and like way to get people together and focus on one common goal and a part of the band, but like every part of the band contributes to the big effect, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like it's a big time commitment, but like it's some of the best friends I've ever met. And a lot of people think they have to have like a lot of experience to do it. But then it's really just like we teach everything from the bottom, and then everything they know, we've learned. So they don't really have to have any experience coming into it.
I was kind of like, at first it was like an excuse to not do the band, but then it all became like one big family really fast. Like, especially with like these two, but like with everyone, it's like, I love to be here in the morning, and it's like the best part of my year, and it's always disappointing when the season ends. But it's definitely my favorite part.